It is often that a company will make a decision on a way forward. They will memorialize it with the resolution from the minutes of a board meeting, and the opening phrase is typically, "Be it resolved." We should run our own lives like any organization, making a decision and then letting it be resolved. How exactly do we do this? And what is it we are resolving to do? Most New Year's resolutions don't work, and we are back to our old ways in almost no time after the first of the year. Why is that? The short answer is because our consciousness has not changed. The longer answer is that we have not shifted our consciousness appropriately from our material surroundings and needs to God. Theologian Paul Tillich explains it this way in his book, The Dynamics of Faith. Tillich says that faith is the state of being ultimately concerned, and we are concerned about many things: how we are going to eat, pay the rent, look after our material needs and comforts. But we also have spiritual concerns. Who are we, and what is our purpose? An ultimate concern requires ultimate surrender in order to bring about fulfillment. And that is why at the start of the new year, if we are going to set out goals, resolutions, what have you, we know that to carry them out, we will need to have ultimate surrender. We will have to spend, for example, more time at the office if we want to make more money. We will have to put down the cakes and sweets and go to the gym if we want to look and feel better and be more healthy. And these goals will be fulfilled if we surrender to them and follow their laws of success. But, and speaking of success, this success is usually cast in and focused on material things. As we are striving to meet our financial goals and health goals, we surrender ultimately to them, but then we find we have left out God. We have left out our Christ consciousness. In its stead, we have replaced it with the God of money, the God of appearances, the God of health. We are like the 450 prophets bending our knees to Baal. We have lost our way. Why? Because we have misplaced our faith. And soon, feeling unfulfilled, for after all, money is consumed, and although we may look good on the outside, we may feel empty on the inside, we find that we are once again at a crisis point. So, we abandon our resolutions, return to our old ways. We find we are no farther along on anything, much less the most important thing, which is spiritual growth. Fortunately, we have a way shower, several way showers actually, if we will but pay attention. Jesus and Paul brought the message of the sages of old in the Hebrew scriptures to life in modern times, if you want to call men who lived 2,000 years ago modern, but I think that we do. For Jesus and Paul live on in and through us, in our consciousness, in our lives, in our collective DNA. We are constantly experiencing Christ consciousness, as described by Paul and as described by Jesus. Look how Jesus turns the world of material success upside down with his parables. One of the trickiest ones to understand is that of the workers in the vineyard. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them out to work in his vineyard. And he went about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said unto them, "Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, I will give you." And they went their way. Again, he went out about the sixth and then the ninth hours, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and said to them, Why stand ye here idle all day? And they said to him, Because no man hireth us. He said unto them, Go also into the vineyard, and whatever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, Call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. When they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, but they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the whole day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny? Take that that is thine, and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many shall be called, but few chosen. You see, this makes no sense to us in human terms. We are always thinking we can earn our way into our being. Jesus points out that this is not so when it comes to spiritual terms. And we are, of course, nothing if not spiritual. So we need to adjust our thinking if we are going to improve our spiritual sense of being. And our thinking needs to be adjusted in this way. The spiritual universe, which is the only real universe there is not a quid pro quo, reward and punishment, cause and effect place. Rather, we start from the standpoint that all is ours. We are God's perfect child in whom he is well pleased. We don't earn it. It cannot be given to us, and it cannot be taken away. Why? Because we are born with it. It is a part of us. It is God expressing himself as us. And so we do not need to judge. We need not seek out salvation. We need not do anything special or unique. All we are to do is give, live, love. That is the Master's teaching. We need not be so focused on our bellies. Our hearts will, if aligned with God, take care of all. Joel Goldsmith lays this out in a lesson on supply. Can we give up the notion once and for all that we do not have to labor by the sweat of our brow? Joel's words ring true to me in this way. We are already supply. We are infinite supply. The only source of supply is God as expressing through us. If that were not the case, then the saying of Jesus that all these things will be added unto you would not be true. Yet it is true. All things are added, as we are always in possession of infinite supply. Why? Because of who and what we really are, if we would but realize it. There is no way to earn it, justify receiving it, or anything else we can do to change it. It is already within us, whole, complete, infinite, and perfect. All we must do is turn within, rely on it, radically rely on it, and live. Now, this does not mean we can sit back like the idle laborers and show up just before the vineyard is closing. That, too, is looking at the world in a quid pro quo fashion. No, the only right way to look at things is this. We are perfect, whole, and complete. We need not focus on getting. We are individualized expressions of God, God as action, God as continuous evolution, and that we are to get to work at once, giving and expressing love, kindness, humility. We are to care for each other as God cares for us. This is antithetical to the view of earning, keeping for ourselves, living separate and apart. And yet, that is the current worldview, the view of this world. And who among us can claim that this has left us satisfied and fulfilled? We can tell when we have our faith focused on the right thing. Of ultimate concern, if we focus on things that are consumed and must continually be replaced, such as money, health, etc., then we know we are in the wrong direction. But if we are focused on the right thing of ultimate concern, which is our spiritual nature, our Christ consciousness, then we will see that it is the true God. For like the burning bush in Moses' time, it is burning and alive, but not consumed. This is why focusing on material things and the so-called success of things leaves us empty and unfulfilled. It consumes itself just by the very act of us playing into it, and then we are left not only with nothing, but more than nothing, for we have misdirected our goals, our aims of worship. We have misdirected the true nature of our being. But if we focus on the divine, then all is well and extremely well. As Thomas Merton has said, we are manifestations of the divine. We ourselves are the manifestations of what we are looking for. So if we want to bring about true change, a true resolution of change, we are to become exactly that which is aligned with our true selves, whole, complete, perfect, and divine. Shall we take a few moments now to make this lesson practical? Let's close our eyes, sit up straight, and take in a deep cleansing breath. Release that breath. Focus on it. Then take the next breath. Focus only on the breathing. Let your mind not be troubled or be afraid. Let all thoughts go out of your mind for just this moment. Be present. Be present in the stillness, right where you are. I will also stretch out my hand upon your hearts and souls, and upon all those who choose to inhabit this place of peace. I will cut off the remnant of old material success laws of cause and effect that keep us separate. Hold thy peace, for we are in the presence of the Lord God. For the day, hour, the moment of the Lord is at hand. Forget earning money for ourselves. Forget feeding ourselves. Forget strange apparel. Put on the cloak of the Lord. It shall come to pass at the appointed hour. When? Now. For we open our hearts and our minds to God, who is one in our consciousness with us. He is the one who is always and everywhere good and very good. He helps us swim in shark-infested waters. He aids us in every direction we might go. He is not only with us now, he is us. The great day of the Lord is here. Let us rejoice, be glad in it, and unconditionally yield to it. Learn the lesson from the workers in the vineyard. Forget about each other's wages, for we toil the ground of spiritual consciousness and find therein the infinite storehouse of blessings. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his light to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Turn within and acknowledge him, so that he may lift your consciousness and give you his peace. Amen.
Praise God in whom all being is. Praise him for word and for by his. Praise him, all ye his truth proclaim. Sing joyful praise unto his name. Amen.
Go in peace and have a blessed week.